Hello, I am Georgie Crawford.
And I'm Claire Solon.
We've known each other for what feels like a lifetime, but our friendship has really soared in the last few years as we've navigated some really challenging times. Life is never easy, but what makes it much better is connecting with people who get you.
On Soul Sisters, we're here to impart some of the wisdom we've learned on our journey to becoming a life coach.
And a health coach.
We're here to have fun, to focus on well-being and support each other while we're doing the work.
The Soul Sisters podcast is a Good Glow production brought to you with thanks to Vichy. Vichy is a doctor-founded skincare brand which has led the way in health and beauty innovation for 90 years.
Powered by active ingredients, Vichy products are clinically proven, hypoallergenic and dermatologically tested for sensitive skin, making them a pioneer in skin health science. You can rely on Vichy to provide a safe and effective skincare routine for you, no matter what your skin type or stage of life.
All Vichy products are available in local pharmacies nationwide.
Hey, hello, welcome back to Soul Sisters. Hey, George.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. The sun is shining and it's the first day of February.
I know. I am so excited. I love when January is behind us and we can just put that little spring in our step and look forward to the summer and start making plans again. And I feel like everybody is in a great mood these days.
Me too. Definitely. How was your week?
My week was good. So because I'm not in season with the Good Glow, things kind of feel a little bit quieter for me. So I've really embraced this ease in January and I've been really kind of taking a step back and I'm doing the work, but I'm also doing the work at home. So I just felt a little bit like my house is getting a little bit cluttered and I really wanted to do it properly. So I've been taking room by room, sorting out my stuff, clearing some things out. And that really helps me feel at ease. So in my recovery from cancer, actually, Claire, I don't know if you know this about me, but I started frantically cleaning my house for months on end. And when I went to see a counselor, I spoke to her about this and I said, you know, I feel rage when things are out of place. And she said that I was kind of distracting myself from what was really going on by putting all my energy into cleaning my house. So since then, I've definitely found balance, so I don't do it as much, which meant that I needed that little bit of clear out this month. And like I said, now I feel like I've a spring in my step going into the new year. And in my course for health coaching, I've been learning all about feng shui. Now, do you do any feng shui in your house?
No, I do not.
Okay. So basically, lots of people would say, like, what is feng shui? So it's an ancient Chinese art form used to create greater health, wealth, and happiness by organizing an environment in a way that enhances the flow of life force or qi.
Whoa.
So I've been working on my qi inside of my body with my acupuncture. So yes. I just wanted to kind of get my house in order too. So I've five little steps here on how you can bring in a little bit of feng shui into your house. Okay.
Great.
So the first one is to make the entrance to your home beautiful. Your doorbell should work properly and the number of your home should be visible so abundance can find you.
Oh, I like that.
Now, I've always been the type of person that I love a nice, clean hall and tidy and organized. But then, you know, the bags for the shopping get shoved down the side of the whole unit and things like that. So I've just been making a real big effort in the last week to keep everything clear and tidy. So the second one then, photographs or paintings of flowing water or moving boats in your home represent flow and abundance.
Interesting.
Pay attention to the airflow in your living space. So put in fans for air and energy movement and plants for air purification. So I'm really big on opening all the windows in my house in the morning time just to kind of move the air. And I especially do it on a Monday morning. So on Mondays, every window in my house is open just to change the energy from the weekend into the working week.
Brilliant. Your neighbors are looking up at you going, oh, Georgie's changing the energy.
I put it on Instagram once and I got a message being like, for Jesus' sake, you're only letting fresh air in. And I said, well, you call it air and I call it energy. Tomato, tomatoes. Another thing, always throw away dead flowers because flowers lose their qi when they're dry, draining a home's vitality. Did you know?
No, I didn't know that.
And the last thing, the last one I'll leave you with, keep 9 lemons in a bowl. Now, fans of The Real Housewives will know Shannon Bedore always keeps 9 lemons in a bowl because lemons are used to eliminate bad chi energy. So they're just a little few things that maybe you can keep in mind in your house this week if you want to kind of get some good vibes going.
Definitely. I think Feng Shui, they talk about how you set your room up as well and what way your bed faces and where your furniture is for the best kind of flow in a room. So I'm going to actually look into it and see if I can enhance my living space.
Yeah, another thing to do is never have a leaky tap and always keep the lid of your toilet closed. You have it.
That's easy for me because I live alone, but I'd say now with boys around, how's Jay at putting the old toilet seat down?
Oh, he's all right. He's getting better house trained since COVID, you know.
Working from home, that'll do it to him. Yeah.
How was your week?
So my week, I didn't have a great week, you know that. It was a tough, stressful week. I kind of felt myself crawling to the end of Jan. What I can say is, sister, I am hydrated.
Woo.
So last week you said to me, first thing in the morning, get that glass of water into you before you have the coffee. However, interestingly enough, this week I have drank that glass of water first thing in the morning and I've managed to stay hydrated throughout the day, diminishing my need to rent a car and go get coffee. Which is great.
I'm so glad so many people connected with that story from last week because I literally, like, shocking to me, but it very entertaining.
It was very shocking. All right. And actually, I think as I stood back, lots of people sent me messages as well going, seriously, like, I do love a coffee, but like, did you ever think about just maybe upgrading your own coffee machine rather than
renting a car?
But
so you said there just about being a tough week. So where do you turn when it's getting a bit heavy?
Well, interestingly enough, I would have always turned my back on water and hydration when things get tough. And so I kind of leaned into that. So what happened this week was I was covering for, I was doing some extra work because one of my producers was sick. So I had to go back into BBC Radio 2, where the journey began for me at the BBC in 2019, and produce Trevor Nelson. So we know Trev, don't we? Trev is like the guy from MTV. He's been on the BBC for 30 years. He's such a dude. His show is on in the evening time between 10 and midnight. So I'd work during the day and then I had to go there at night to produce his show. And I could feel myself. I'd had my lunch, but I hadn't had my dinner. I was getting stressed out. I couldn't really remember how the studio worked. I was afraid that I was going to fuck it up. So I turned to me good old H2O. And I just started glugging back the water. And honest to God, the anxiety in my tummy subsided. My body felt better. My brain felt alert. I honestly couldn't believe the difference that having maybe just over a pint of water made to my day.
And you also were swimming in the swimming pool around the corner from your house.
Yes. So now that is a habit I've decided to up the ante on. When I feeling low, I need to hit that joy button and I need to hit it hard. Two things are dip in the cold water, 3 degrees, my friends. Very, very, very cold.
Wow.
But just a quick whit or two and a smile from a few of my friends at the Lido and I'm back in the game.
Wow, 3 degrees.
3 degrees.
What's going through your mind before you get into that pool that's 3 degrees?
So now I want to talk to you about this, right? Because every single time I go, I meet my appropriate edge, right? I need courage to show up. It doesn't get easier. You're always saying to yourself, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. But when you do it, when you get in and your mind is free of thoughts and it's just your body dealing with the cold temperatures, it's amazing. And then when you get out, all your blood vessels are pumping, pumping, pumping blood to get you warmed up again. And that's the you're high in your own supply. George, I meant to ask you, right? We're January's out of the way. You were doing Gabby Bernstein's 21-day manifestation challenge.
Mm-hmm.
How's
mm-hmm.
it going?
I absolutely loved it. It was an amazing start to the year. I didn't really fully understand manifesting before I did her challenge. So remember I said on episode one that you have to cultivate the energy that you're looking for. So I was trying to cultivate or manifest inner peace because I just find that if I have the inner peace, I'm more likely to feel in flow. So I had said to you on that episode that inner peace wasn't going to come knocking on my door.
Okay? I remember it. Yeah.
And your life coach came out to do a little session with us right before we started Soul Sisters. And he said to me, walking out my front door, he said, when you see an animal around here and an animal comes to your door, you need to look it up and see what that animal represents. So I would kind of do that from time to time. But last week, we were standing in the front garden and Jamie went, oh my God, look over there, there's a pheasant. And I've never seen a pheasant near our house or, you know, in our neighbor's land or anything like that ever, ever, ever before. So I said, okay, that's it. I'm going to look it up. Guess what a pheasant represents?
What is the spiritual meaning of a pheasant?
Peace. Oh. So peace came knocking basically at my front door like I never thought it would. So there was this peace. And he came back yesterday and the pheasant has a sore leg like me. Was hopping around the garden.
No.
Yes. But anyway, a little tip for anybody. If wow. you come across an animal out of the blue, look it up, see what it represents, and it could be a little message for you.
So we know this is a safe space here on Soul Sisters. And we could talk about anything. And Georgie, you and I know each other pretty well at this stage, but I found out something about you last week that if you had given me 100 guesses, I would never have guessed. So I'm trying to get in touch with you, right, to discuss the podcast or the content. And you're like, sorry, I missed you. Sorry, I missed you. I'm just sitting here listening to Garth Brooks, Plane Spotting. So I'm like, who is this? And could you give Georgie back her phone, please? Talk me through these very strange hobbies, please.
Okay, so I think it started before COVID, actually. We got a fire pit and myself and Jamie were sitting out in the back garden one night having some wine and there were planes flying overhead. And I always wonder what these people are doing. So I need
They're flying somewhere, George.
So I need to know what stage of their journey they're at. Like, have they just gotten on the plane? Are they just settling down? You know, are they on a transatlantic flight? Because then if they are, they've got really great movies to look forward to. But if they're just on a Ryanair flight, they're bored. So I started to kind of impulsively check every flight that went over my house, where it was going. So my favorite ones are the ones that are going from London to America, because I look up and I'm like, oh, they're just settling in, you know, with their half an hour up in the air. They're, you know, getting all their bits organized.
Look at that Airbus. Isn't she an absolute beauty? What a tail on her.
So it's one of my favorite things to do. The Garth Brooks thing, we got an Alexa and right. I like to put on music. So I would tell Alexa to play something and then I'm straight away looking at Jamie to see his reaction. So Garth Brooks is, it's at the moment I've moved on from Garth Brooks and I'm onto the John Williams soundtracks.
Yeah, because look, I mean, back in the day when Garth was around the first time round. I mean, he's a legend. He's never left. Like, we can see trying to get him into Croke Park has been quite the mission. But Instagram found out this week that you listened to the Star Wars soundtrack.
Yeah. So Jamie has been waiting a long time to get me back for something. And he secretly filmed me with my rollers in, sitting at my desk, listening to John Williams. I think it was the Star Wars theme tune at top volume. And I decided then to ask my followers what kind of weird things they do from home that you couldn't do in the office. And some of the replies are absolutely hilarious. So in a nutshell, we're all sleeping and none of us are wearing bras. So people were writing back the funniest things. Someone said that they listened to womb sounds from 9 to 5 every single day. There's people like full on saging their desk at the start and end of every day. I got another message from someone to say they listen to podcasts and music nonstop from 8 till 5. And sometimes I mute myself in meetings to listen.
Not to the meeting, but to the podcast.
Absolutely. There's people, lots of people listen to the Bridgerton soundtrack on repeat. There's PJs, there's people in their nude. There's a lot of people napping after lunch. And then someone said, I sit with my legs hunched up underneath me on the chair, but I definitely used to do that in the office.
Yes, you did. You did.
So there's a lot of messing going on, but good to see that we're making ourselves comfy while we're working from home.
And I think it's time we got honest about it, isn't it? Like, we're 2 years in and now we're never going back to full time in the office. So like, you just got to share what you're doing at home when, you know, your camera's not on.
What do you do?
Well, I had to think about this actually when I saw it on your Instagram. So I put up 2 little bird feeders on my balcony, and I have these blue tits and yellow tits, and they come across, like they fly directly at the bird feeders, but they like, they dive bomb. So they dive bomb at the feeder and they land. And just beside my vent in my bedroom is right beside the feeder, and I can hear them go.
Oh, cute.
And I stand beside the vent sometimes when I'm feeling mad, stressed out or a bit sad, and I'll just listen to the birds eating the old monkey nuts.
Wow. So you're bird watching and I'm plane spotting.
Well, that's true. I'm bird listening and you're plane spotting. Yeah. The other thing I do is, two other things I do is, I live quite close to the Mayor of London. He lives quite close to me in a very modest house, I must say. It's not too posh, but like, his security detail are often around in like big, you know, Range Rovers with blacked out windows. So I am the curtain twitcher.
Oh,
on Sadiq watch every so often.
I'd have full on binoculars looking at that stuff. Like, I would sit there 24 hours a day watching that.
I'm actually afraid if they do see me, they'll be like, suspect number seven. She hasn't left the window.
So would you follow a kind of 9 to 5 schedule? Do you prefer working from home?
I don't actually prefer working from home. Okay, here's the thing. If my employer is listening, I definitely get more work done in my lounge, but I am a better version of myself in the office.
What do you mean by that?
I get lonelier and I get kind of agitated and I'm a bit, I've got low mood if I work from home all week.
Okay. Would you make an effort to see people, or could you go days without seeing anybody?
I could go days without seeing anyone.
Yeah, I could go months. Literally. I have to, my Scott, who's doing my rehab on my leg, is like, you need to go for walks up and down your driveway. And I have to force myself to leave my house. I don't know what's wrong with me.
It's definitely, it's the work from home stuff. It's just, we are 2 years into it now and it's just become second nature to stay inside. We should really make a pact, and hopefully we'll do better on the leaving the house than we did on the morning pages. but let's try and build a habit where you go out and you walk your driveway, or further, you get out and you see people.
Yeah, I have to say, I forced myself to go for a walk on the pier this weekend.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
In Dunleary. And it was so nice. Pia was on cloud 9. So it definitely made me feel like I get drawn to Dunleary Pier. I don't know what it is. I think there's a little bit of stuff going on with me at the moment that hopefully, you know, I'll be able to talk about over the next week or so with my health, that, you know, everything looks fine, but I get worried, you know, and when I get like that, I need to, I find that I need to go to the pier. I don't know what it is. And then I look at other people on the pier and I'm like, what are they going through? You know, I feel like it's not only happy people that are drawn to places like that. It's people who are really in pain and struggling a lot.
So true. So true. It's the water out there. The pier is a great walk, but I honestly believe the water is what is calming and healing and sending its energy and its salt in the air. Like, I really believe that's what the draw is to that walk.
Like, I feel like I have a lump in my throat just talking about it, you know, because I got so much from that walk. And then I'm like, it could be days that I don't leave my house. And I'm like, why don't, when you know it's good for you, and we're going to talk about this on the pod later on in this episode, but you know that it's good for you, but where is that resistance coming from? Since we started this podcast, we have been getting so many amazing messages from people. And I have to say, it's made me feel like there's a little bit of a tribe there. We're all going through similar things. And honestly, the messages have stopped me in my tracks at times. And I just wanted to read out this message from Anya. So she says, loving the Soul Sisters podcast. Can you go on a tour and do a live performance, please? I feel like I'm sitting at the kitchen table with you both having a chat. You're so relatable, so gorgeously honest and open. And you've got me poking my brain, thinking things like, ooh, I should give morning pages a go. Am I hydrated enough? What adventure could I go on this year? I nearly crashed the car laughing at you hiring a car to get your coffee, Claire. Just loved it. And I feel like every single listener is holding your surrogacy journey in their hearts, Georgie.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh my God, I'm very emotional today. Big hugs from Tipperary from Anya. P.S. Claire, I spent a few years in my late 30s making peace with not becoming a mum. Then, when I was 41, I met someone, and less than 2 years later, our gorgeous boy arrived. Healthiest pregnancy ever, the midwives tell me too. I'm rooting for you.
Oh, Anya.
Wow.
What a beautiful message.
Gorgeous, isn't it?
What a lovely message. What a lovely message.
Did you get any nice messages this week?
I did, actually. I got a message from Doreen Dempsey, who's in Mayo. She says, I was in stitches with the two stories from last week, the chewing gum and the coffee. You're giving us permission to show up warts and all. So liberating. I have a mum and baby postnatal group, and I'm a physio really interested in holistic health as well. This week, I've challenged 7 mums to listen to your podcast for us to chat about it at our tea after our session next week. Keep the lovely heartwarming work coming. From Doreen. So that's amazing. And I would just like to give you Doreen's handle. If you are in the Mayo area and you would like to get in touch with her, it's Doreen_Dempsey_physio on Instagram.
Wow. Do you know what I've learned about this from doing this podcast, Claire? That, like, like, no week is ever the same.
No.
Just from editing this podcast so carefully every week, there's a different feeling in every episode. And last week was full of the crack, and the week before was more somber. And I think it's a real representation of real life, you know, that there's so many ups and downs that you can feel in those rock bottom or gutter moments. And by talking it through with somebody, you can find a way out. And I think, you know, from the messages we get from people sharing their experiences, saying don't give up hope, or we're all holding your surrogacy journey, a message like that can transform your week.
There is a feeling, a real feeling of connection and community. We are here for each other. We're sharing our experiences. Nothing's off the table. You know, we can talk about anything. And as women, we have that gift. That's in our energy. It's in our DNA. So I'm delighted that you feel that way. I feel exactly the same way about this podcast. It's a really, really special space.
Claire, I'm excited to find out how you're getting on with Vichy's hero product, Mineral 89. I myself have just popped open a fresh bottle and it's on my nightstand. I absolutely love it.
How long have you been using it for again, George?
A good year. And I know I always say it's like a drink for your skin, but I just feel really hydrated when I use it.
Yeah, I can really see a difference in my skincare routine. So I would cleanse and then I would use a moisturizer. But the difference in adding the serum, it's just every time I put my hand to my cheek, I'm like, God, I can't wait till someone's kissing this. So soft. I've also added Mineral 89 Eyes to my routine. And like, just like a serum, it's so important that we have eye creams and eye gels.
So the great thing about Mineral 89 is that it's enriched with hyaluronic acid and 89% Vichy volcanic water, which is naturally found in French volcanoes and has 15 minerals essential to good skin health.
We've also got a little discount for you.
So for a 20% discount on all Mineral 89 products, use the discount code SOULSISTERS20 on marspharmacy.ie for online purchases only.
That's online purchases only until midnight on the 31st of March. Okay, so Georgie, we're doing this podcast now. This is episode 4 and... as a person, right, I love to give people nicknames. If I get to know you from working with you or from spending time with you, the likelihood is I'm going to amend your name and give you another name or several names, you know, in the course of our time together.
And does that person have a say?
Well, that's kind of why I'm bringing it to you now, because if I start using nicknames, you might decide that actually you don't like them.
Okay.
And when that happens, it can be hella awkward, hella awkward. So I've got a few for you, right? G.
I like G.
Grant. GC.
The GC. You know, Gemma Collins.
The GC.
She is the GC. I can't be the GC.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah. G-wee.
G-wee is fine.
Because you have pee-wee. You call pee a pee-wee. So I thought we'd call you G-wee.
G-wee, I like that.
And okay. Then my last one, which I absolutely love, to all those people out there who went clubbing in the early noughties, Crawdaddy.
Crawdaddy. Was that a place?
Yeah, it was a club in the pod, wasn't it?
Yes, Crawdaddy's. Yeah. I wasn't cool enough to go to Crawdaddy's, I don't think.
So I've given you your nicknames now, right? I've got the ones that you like and the ones that you don't like. And I learned my lesson about 10 or 12 years ago. I was working in RTE and I was going in and out to do voiceovers. And Blonid Ní Coifig was in there. You know, Blonid.
Yeah.
A beautiful redhead. Well, I just, in a moment of what now feels like absolute madness, I saw Blonid and I would have known her because I'd worked there for 2 years previous. So we knew, we were familiar to each other, but we weren't friends. I was working on the radio at this point with Aidan Power, who also knows Blonid. So I felt like I could do this. So I saw Blonid go up the stairs, right? And I just, in a moment of madness, I shouted, "How are you, Ginge?" Now, obviously, I am ginger. So I felt like this was not going to be...
You had the right.
Exactly.
You felt like you had the right.
I felt like I had a right just to shout that at her. And I probably did shout it. And I absolutely expected her just to turn around and be like, yeah. When I tell you, she did the absolute opposite to that.
Oh my God.
It was a spiral staircase. I'll never forget it. She whipped around. And she gave me the darkest of stares, the darkest of looks that still, if I close my eyes, I can feel it bearing into my soul.
Oh, my God.
I blushed. I went bright red, same colour as my hair. And I ran, right? Back into the bosom of Aidan Power. And I was like, Aidan, I need your help. You have to help me. I've really, really screwed things up. I was in RT and I said, "How are you, Ginge?" to Blonid Ní Coifig. I was expecting him to go, "It's grand. Would you relax? You're mad. Just grand." He went, "You did what?" So we actually eventually ended up getting her on the radio show, and Aidan explained it and we had a bit of a laugh, but I could still tell underneath it all, she was thinking to herself, how absolutely dare you?
Last week, we recommended Dan Buettner to follow on Instagram, and you recommended, Claire?
The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz.
And I have to say, speaking about the Four Agreements really helped me keep my word to myself this week. So I was going to cancel acupuncture on Friday. And I was like, no, I told myself I was going to do this, so I'm going to follow through. And I'm so happy that I did.
Well done.
So thanks for that. And I'm really enjoying the Four Agreements. I'm reading it at the moment.
Great.
So I'm a big fan of Louise Hay. I first came across Louise a couple of years ago. My mum is always buying her books for me. So Jerry Hussey speaks about Louise Hay a lot. And I found this book on my shelf and it's called Trust Life. And I brought this book to France at me, and it's just basically 365 affirmations or messages, and each one is dated. So I thought I'd read out the 1st of February, which is today. Most people will be listening to this podcast on the 1st of Feb. So the message today is, in the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole and complete. I believe in a power far greater than I am that flows through me every moment of every day. I trust this power and intelligence, knowing that whatever I need to know is revealed to me, and that whatever I need comes to me in the right time, space, and sequence. All is well in my world. So I'm always posting pictures from this book on Instagram, and I'm always asked what book it is. So it's Trust Life by Louise Hay, and it's such a lovely one for your shelf and to pick up and have a little flick through and see what jumps out at you.
Nice one. I love Louise Hay. I've got her other book, You Can Heal Your Life, which is also a great one.
I love it.
Check out. So my recommends this week comes from, may I just bring you back to my Saturday afternoon, where I spent most of the day in marigolds and nothing else.
Woo!
Saucy. I was deep cleaning my bathroom.
And in your nude.
In the nippy nude. And this was actually inspired by Eileen Solan, nice one, Ma, where she said, I said to her, oh, jeez, I have to deep clean the bathroom. And I haven't really done that since I moved into the gaff, which is over 18 months ago. So my mum was like, oh, I always do it when I'm in the shower. I was like, oh my God, inspired. Why would I get wet and possibly bleach on my clothes when I could actually just
pour bleach on myself while I'm naked?
Never even thought of it like that. All I was thinking about was protecting the manicure, the shellac manicure. Mm. So anyway, I was inspired to do a deep clean by this guy on Instagram. So Jennifer Garner shared this on her stories, that the amazing actress. The Instagram account is called @creative_explained. The guy is Armin Adamjan, and he's an Armenian who lives in Denmark. He's a TikToker with like 3 million followers. He's got life hacks and cleaning hacks all over his account.
Ooh, love it.
Love these. So some of the highlights for me and some of the ones I tried this weekend, which were amazing, were lemon, baking soda and vinegar. Mm-hmm. Bring it to the boil in your pots and pans. Perfectly clean. I live without a dishwasher and I spend my life leaving pots and pans strewn around my kitchen soaking. It's just grim. It's so gross. Tried this weekend, worked a treat. I grate a lot of cheese because I eat cauliflower cheese. I don't eat cauliflower steaks. I eat cauliflower cheese. Use a cooking spray on the cheese grater, right? Before you grate the cheese, then grate your cheese. Cheese does not stick to the grater.
Ooh.
Amazing.
And tell us more about your cauliflower cheese.
So just lash it into some boiling water, leave it there for about 5 minutes, not even, al dente, grate some cheese.
And then just grate cheese over it.
Yeah, and grate cheese, then I put it into the colander and I put a tea towel over the colander so it melts the cheese. Booyakasha.
No sauce, just...
cheese.
Just grated cheese on cauliflower.
Shabba.
Well, thanks for sharing your recipe.
I must try it.
Shut up, Bev, at you, all right? Go back to your steaks. So, streak-free mirror. Wouldn't you like a streak-free mirror, guys?
Yes.
Yes, please. Okay, how do you do it? You dip a tea bag in some water and then you take the tea bag out and you I don't know why I feel the need to make the noise, but you use the tea bag to clean your mirror streak-free.
Ooh.
It worked. And the best one, which I didn't try, but my friend tried and it worked. If you have a wrinkly t-shirt, stick it in the dryer for 1 minute with an ice cube, wrinkles gone.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Don't take it from me, guys. Head to @creative_explained on Instagram. He also does hacks on plants and all household stuff. Really worth a follow. Georgie, we have had a question from Katrina. She sent me a DM @ClaireSolon. And before I get into her question, she is really, really inspirational, actually, because she said she retrained as a life coach. She left her full-time job while pregnant with her third child.
Wow.
To train as a life coach because of all of the inspiring conversations she'd heard on The Good Glow.
Oh, stop.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. Wow. Well done, Katrina.
Go on, Katrina. You're an absolute legend. So Katrina has said she's doing the work and she's helping other people also do the work. And she and her clients often ask, why is doing the work such hard work? Mm. Can we ever become okay with doing the work? And if your loved ones are not on the same journey or path as you and they're not into spirituality or self-development, how do we cope with the distance that's created through that?
Okay. Oh, wow. Huge question.
Huge.
So let's start with what the work is, because I think when we did the Good Glow Live, a real theme that came from all of the guests that came to the National Concert Hall was that they were doing the work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are like, well, what is the work? What's the big secret?
Yeah. So there's different levels of work. And I think we've talked about this before, you and I. But basic doing the work is doing things that create joy in your life. So you might, for me, I'll go for a cold water swim, or I'll go to Toot Camp, my boot camp. I did yoga teacher training. These are good things for my mind and body, which will make me feel better. Digging deeper, if you go and consult a coach or if you go to therapy, what you're doing is you are going inside to discover childhood trauma, any grief that you haven't dealt with, if your emotions are causing you upset in your life, if you've got regular anxiety that you want to find the root of. Doing the work is getting help for those feelings.
Mm, I absolutely love it. And yeah, I think for me, what was the work 3 years ago has evolved to what my work is today. So, you know, it's like I said, my work started with becoming hydrated. And I've gotten to the point now where I'm digging a little deeper, but I think it's really important to take it in stages as you're ready. Actually, Mel Robbins speaks about doing the work in the High Five Habit. And I just wanted to read out just one sentence from her book that really jumped out at me when I was considering, you know, what is the work and what is the resistance to the work? So what if I don't feel like doing it? She asks. Do it anyway. Part of the reason why you don't have what you want in your life is because when you don't feel like doing it, you don't do it. Your life only gets easier when you do the hard things all the time. Push through your resignation and do it. Oof. So, and Jerry speaks about this. He says working on your inner world can transform your outer world. So I think you can put off doing the work for so long because it's so enormous. But I think once you start, you will never look back.
Wow, that really resonates with me. I think when I was thinking about this question in terms of my own life, this time last year, I was really struggling. I had a really, really tough time. I was going down and I wasn't accepting where I was at. I was running on empty. I was close to burnout and I was afraid to ask for help. I was ashamed to have to reach out for help. And what I was doing was analyzing and overanalyzing my thoughts. Why am I not happy today? So if I keep asking myself, why am I unhappy today? Oh, wake up again. Oh, I'm unhappy again today. Guess what happens? Self-fulfilling prophecy. Every day I tell myself I'm unhappy. Every day is an unhappy day. I worried about the past, where I come from. I worried about my future, where I was going. So everything was just colossal. Mm. And I was carrying that burden on my back all alone. That changed when I asked for help. Help in the form of therapy to get me out of my depression. And then help in the form of a coach to have somebody in my corner to tell me to stop overthinking, to stop self-sabotaging, and to start looking for the joy in my everyday life, to start forming positive habits that can help me feel consistently happy in my life. So that would be my advice to you, Katrina, and to your clients. Doing the work is difficult. It's really, really hard. And I commend you for doing it. But don't expect results straight away. Mm. So be kind to yourself every day. Be nice. Treat yourself like your own best friend. We've talked about this. Be kind and say, I need to protect you at the moment because we're going through some vulnerable stuff. It's not always going to be like this. But for now, wrap up and give yourself love.
And I think with the work, it's like, it's messy, it's uncomfortable, it's not ideal at times. Mm. But once you get through it, and once you've dealt with that, you become free. And the work is probably never ending. There's always going to be work to do. Mm. But I think taking little steps to deal with your stuff and deal with your past and deal with, are you exhausted from that negative voice in your head tearing you down day in, day out? It doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to live like that. And I lived like that for so long. And it's only when I became curious, I picked up a few books, I started to tell people how I felt, that I realized that I was healing. And I believe that doing the work is the greatest gift to yourself that you can ever give.
Oh, hallelujah, sister. I'm with you there. Okay, so we have a takeaway today from a guy called Pat Dively. You probably know who he is. He's a mentor. He's a coach. He's a legend. And we sent Katrina's question to him to see what he thought.
Hey guys, thanks so much for having me on the podcast. This is a really great question around doing the work and the resistance that we meet when we begin to do the work. So when we come into the world, we are 360 degree personalities. We fully express ourselves. And we see this with children. They express everything. So in one moment, they're crying hysterically. The next moment, they're laughing hysterically. So a child shows everything. But as they get a little bit older and become socialized, the child starts to develop expectations on themselves. And they learn unconsciously who they need to be loved. So maybe they notice that when they're at home and they get angry, their parents get cross with them. So they decide, I'm not supposed to be angry. And that goes into what we call the shadow. Then when they go to school, maybe they notice that when they're sad, people don't want to be around them. So over time, we collect all these ideas about what's right and wrong, who we're supposed to be, who we're not supposed to be. And so our ego is formed. And the ego is who we need to be in order to be loved, accepted, and approved of. Now, the scariest thing in the world for the ego is the idea of change. And when we start to do the inner work, we are in a constant state of change. So we begin to challenge old beliefs, old narratives, old stories, and we step into the unknown. And again, the ego likes what it knows. So although we might not be fully happy in life, we're comfortable doing what we've always done. Then we think about changing. We think about new habits, new ideas, new goals, new patterns we'd like to form. And we know exactly what we want, but we can't seem to make it stick. So again, this relates to fear that the ego is experiencing. So one thing I encourage people to consider is that when you experience resistance, resistance really is just another word for fear. And if rather than me seeing resistance as a reason to step back into safety, I can see resistance as a reason to step forward into a new, bigger and better story, this can really help me to embrace the work. And just to the question of, does it get easier? I don't know that it gets easier. I just believe that we get stronger and we develop our courage, a really important aspect of this. I hope that helps and I'll speak to you soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Pat. And I could literally listen to Pat all day. Big shout out to him. His new book is called Fit Mind. He's a number one best-selling author. He is doing incredible work with people around the country. So make sure to check out his book and give him a follow on Instagram. Thank you so much, Pat, for joining us today. Claire, I really loved last week when we set a little intention for ourselves. So I'd love to do that again this week. My intention is that I'm going to get out a little bit more. I'm going to go for more walks on the pier. I'm going to put one foot in front of the other and try to get back to a little bit of normality.
Amazing. I have just completed dry January and I feel wonderful. I feel really, really good. So my intention this week is just keep on going and see where it takes me.
So for anyone listening to this podcast today, why not think about the week ahead, think about what you might like to do for yourself, and make sure to let us know what you think of the podcast over on thegoodglow.ie on Instagram, or you can get in touch with Claire at Claire Solon and myself at Georgie.Crawford. This was an emotional episode for me. I'm very grateful to have had this chat with you today, Claire. I love this space and I love this podcast. So thank you for being such a great friend.
My pleasure.
So that's it from this week's episode of Soul Sisters. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast so it lands in your library every Tuesday morning. And if you would like to join us on Rise and Thrive, which is our brand new online course, I have just set up a little discount code SOUL for 10% off. So for 10% off our new course, Rise and Thrive, use the discount code SOUL at the checkout, and we'll see you next week.